Well, the revolutions that we've seen in during the Arab Spring, in Tunisia, in Egypt, and now in Libya, have largely been driven by young people often using social networking sites and searching for broader freedoms. Here in the States, that whole old cliche that the future belongs to our children has long been a topic of discussion for us here on The Takeaway. We've been talking about whether or not the kids in the United States today, the younger generation in their now in their 20s, face an uphill battle when it comes to building the kind of wealth that many members of the baby boom generation built up. It appears young Americans actually face an uphill road just to achieve what their parents did. Joining us now, economist and Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let's connect some dots here. We've got the high cost of college, the incredible rate of student loan debt, the high rate of unemployment among young people, the rate of income equality in the United States. Once you add all of these different factors together, what kind of prospects does the younger generation face at this point?
Well, the way I would view it is that the people with different skills, different background, different education face very different opportunities. If you're one of the very top, you've gone to one of the best schools in the country, you have the right skills, the high-tech skills, your future prospects are very good. If you've gone to one of those for-profit, private schools, profit-making schools, your future is bleak. The statistics will say the likelihood that you will get a job for which you paid heavy tuition is very low, and because of our laws, even if you went in bankruptcy, you'll never get rid of those student loans. So they have a lifetime filled with debt, with no future prospects. So overall, our country is really divided on this matter.
All right. So on one side, we have the issue of kids achieving what their parents did, right, which we'll talk more about in a second. But on the other side, you also have the burden that young people carry, which is the burden of caring for the older generations, which seems to have gotten harder in recent days with retirement funds taking such a huge hit, with people's wealth and assets dwindling as the Great Recession kind of fades into the background not very well.
It will be even worse if the Republican proposals to strip back Medicare go through, which the effect of which would make children being increasingly responsible for paying the medical care bills of their parents. So as bad as things are now, the proposals of the Republicans will make it much, much worse.
So, I mean, is it fair to say that it's going to be harder for the younger generation to accumulate wealth than it was for us and for their parents and grandparents?
Clearly. In fact, the data already show that over the last 30, 40 years, America has lost the thing about which we were very proud. We used to call ourselves a land of opportunity, a country where somebody could easily go from the bottom to the middle to the top. Everybody had some sense of equality of opportunity. Now, that's gone. In fact, the statistics show that U.S. is less of a land of opportunity than old Europe.
We're speaking with economist and Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz. Explain what you mean. In what ways is America less a land of opportunity now than it has been in the past?
Well, you take an average kid born, his parents are in the third or fourth quintile, if we rank parents by what part of the income distribution that they lie in. And those in the middle, the lower middle, towards the bottom, you ask, what is the probability that that child will wind up at the top? And it's never going to be easy, and only a small fraction do it. But that fraction is getting smaller and smaller.
All right. So you're saying that this kind of dream of pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps and being the first of your generation to go to any college whatsoever and then landing as the CEO of a major corporation, that's not impossible, but it's nearly so, right?
That's right. And the question is not just getting to college, as you said, but what your life is going to be like after that. You mentioned the college bills that you'll have to pay, they will be a burden around your neck. Children, parents used to pay for college education. The house was the piggy bank from which they drew. Now, 25% of all homes are underwater. That piggy bank is empty. What is going to happen to the children at the very time when states throughout the country are raising tuition?
Well, let's step back for a moment. I mean, what is the consequence, Joseph Stiglitz, when societies suddenly see a trend line that has been traditionally up shift downwards? I would suspect that that has all kinds of social repercussions. And while America is a unique case on some level, it can't be unique in terms of this phenomenon here.
I think that's right. I think, first of all, it's going to take a while for people to recognize how much of things have changed. Dreams, perceptions, self-conceptions change very slowly. So America still believes that it is a land of opportunity. I have a lot of discussions when people just say, you know, flatly deny what the statistics say, because what is salient to them, what they see, is the few cases that do make it. And because it's so few, everybody knows about those cases. But the fact is that one story doesn't make a pattern. And the statistics really do show what their prospects are. When people begin to realize that, I do think that there's going to be trouble unless our political leaders recognize this and we start doing something about it. And this is happening in some other countries. I don't see any of that here in the United States. In fact, what worries me is we're going in the other way.
And at the moment, although perhaps if some of the younger generations, other generations realize what's happening, there could be some social and political change. That's the hope.
Well, my hope is, yes, that they'll become political activists and say, we are changing the country that we inherited. We want to go back to making America a land of opportunity.
And that's what Joseph Stiglitz, I guess, is waiting for and hoping for. Economist, Nobel laureate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can give us your response. Tell us what you think about the prospects for the next generation. 8778, my take.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.